You're tuned in to The Dr. Kinney Show, and I'm your host, Dr. Erin Kinney, a naturopathic doctor and speaker dedicated to unraveling the mysteries of your body and guiding you back into balance. Through my years of practice, I've discovered that knowledge empowers healing. The more you understand about your health, the better choices you make, leading you towards recovery. Join me each week as we dive deep into actionable insights and wisdom from myself and top experts in the holistic health community. Together, we'll equip you with the tools to decipher what's happening in your body, why it's reacting as it does, and how to restore harmony in both your body and your life. Whether you're seeking relief from unexplained symptoms or aiming to optimize your well-being, this is your sanctuary. Welcome to the Dr. Kinney Show, where understanding leads to healing. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Dr. Kinney Show. This week, I'm really, really pleased to have my coach, Deanna Smith. She is a transformational life coach, and I've worked with her for about 3 years, and it's been amazing what has transpired in my life and just in how I feel. And I'm so excited to bring her on the show to share a little bit about some of the work that she does. And so, Deanna, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's been such a fun journey with you.
It's been an amazing journey. Like I said, I think the biggest thing, and then I'm going to let you get started on introducing yourself, is just the difference in how I feel in my life. And I know we'll touch on this in this episode, but my life just feels so much better all around. And it's been amazing to, and not just physically, like emotionally. So that's been really cool. So can you start by sharing with listeners about you and your work and how you got into this work?
Totally. Well, I just want to start by saying that ultimately that's the goal. Like, you are so nailing it, because we have all these ideas of what we want in our life. And not to say that those manifestations don't occur, but ultimately we want to feel a certain way. And so just the fact that you're noticing and you really are feeling so different, that's the goal. That's what we want.
It is definitely the goal.
Yeah. Amazing. So my journey in my career started as an actress, and I split up from my first husband when I was pretty young. Our child was 2, and I kept acting, but I was like in LA. I'm like, I got to hustle. I got to figure out how to make more money. And I sort of fell into being a dating coach. And it was just one of those things that I was like, oh, I know I can do that. Like, just when something just lands and you just have this, like, yes, that's a yes. And I started doing that and had incredible results with people in like a few months and had a blast doing it. Looking back, I see that I was taking them through an embodiment process. I was helping them become the person that they wanted to, but I was doing it intuitively. I think partly through what I'd learned through acting, partly that I'd studied all these different aspects of growth, psychology, human behavior, for years. It was just always been a passion and an interest of mine. And so I had a great time doing that. And then I was still at a tough point in my life. I was in a very toxic relationship off and on. I was still trying to get on my feet financially. So I didn't continue to build the business at that time. I got into real estate for 5 years. And then once I actually met my current husband, I was in a much more stable place. I myself had gone through a lot more of my transformation, which has informed a lot of my work. So at that point, I was ready to go all in on coaching, and I just built the business from there, and it's been so fun.
Yeah, it's so cool. I love on this show, I love hearing everyone's personal journey, and usually it's your personal journey that ends up, you go through something and then that something helps you help others. So thank you for going through your journey so you could help me and so many others. Can you share with listeners, because I feel like you do such a good job of explaining this, like the type of work, like let's talk about embodiment and how we like use that practice to work on where you are in your life and where you want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So embodiment is huge because we're always embodying something, right? I'm embodying who I am, how I'm feeling, my state of being right now. And what I'm embodying informs what shows up for me. It informs how I feel. It informs what I call into my life, what feels like a fit and what doesn't. And so to try and change without also having the embodiment aspect, I think can be really difficult. Of course, sometimes there's like outside in, and then that shifts something for you. But to me, embodiment is almost like the crux of it. It's like learning to be different, feel different, show up differently so that the life that I want to create is a match for that and can meet me.
It's so cool. And so maybe we can give some, can you give some examples on how you work? Like someone comes in there like, hey, this is how, well, I feel like what you're good at is mm-hmm. you're always like, hey, how do you want to feel? If that's happening, how do you want to feel? But if someone is like, okay, I'm not where I want to be in my life. And that could be with how you're feeling physically, with your relationship, with your job. I mean, it could be in any area of life. And usually we want to go somewhere. We want to change something about our lives. And that's usually why we start working with a coach or a therapist. Because we're like, I'm not liking where I am now. I want to be here. But I think, and I know I was that way. I was like, I want to be there in business. I want to be there in a relationship. But I didn't really think about necessarily how I wanted to feel. I was like, I want that. But I didn't really connect with what the feeling was. So I don't know. Can you tell me like how you, and I don't remember how you did it with me. How do you start like explaining that to someone? Like, hey, we need to connect in with what the feeling is. Because I think we all want a certain feeling, but sometimes we are not even aware of that. Do you find that?
Oh, absolutely. I think like it's, of course, it's different for everyone depending upon where they are in their journey, what their relationship is with their body, with how they feel, because some people are more tuned into it than others. And so it, depending on where they are, often it's consistently asking, how are you feeling? Where do you feel that? How does that feel in your body? A lot of it is connecting to the body. And again, certainly in the beginning, so that they can start to build a relationship with, oh, how do I feel? How does that live in me? What does that feel like in my body? Because ultimately we're moving towards a different state and something that feels different in the body. And you're going to start to be more tuned into that and notice, okay, when am I off and when am I connected with myself and how does that feel and how does that feel different? So building the relationship is usually a good place to start.
That's so it's just building that, like checking in with how you're feeling, which I definitely know with the patients that I work with, sometimes people aren't even aware of that. Like they're not doing that. They're not doing that practice where they're checking in, where they're like, wait, how do I actually feel? We're going in life, right? And I know I do that quite a bit. I get so busy and I get going and it's really nice to have someone to work with someone who's like, wait, well, let's stop and pause here. Let's check in with your body. Let's actually see, like understand, how did you feel in that situation? Did you even notice how you were feeling or were you just going through the motions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's also a great way to help people create from truth versus an idea of something. Because if we can really connect with what do I value? What do I value feeling? How do I imagine this thing or experience is going to make me feel? Really understanding the feelings that I value, the feelings that I want to experience in my life, then we're connecting with that. That becomes the measuring stick. And that's coming from truth versus a lot of times we just have ideas of things that, oh, I think this sounds like a worthy goal, or this is something that I should want, or I decided a long time ago based on this trauma that I want this, but now maybe I don't even actually want it. So it's a great way of also helping people kind of measure what they want to create, what they're going for. And is that something that actually is true for me still?
Yeah. Not necessarily something that's true for society or true for someone else. It's what's true for them in that moment. Yeah, I like that. So one of the other things I kind of really wanted to touch on in this episode, because I think this goes with, you know, doing work with a coach or a therapist or even work with a healthcare practitioner, is the importance of working with someone consistently over time. Because I think a lot of us want that immediate quick fix result. We want to go to the doctor and be like, XYZ is not feeling good. Give me a supplement or give me something to take. And I want this. And I think in the realm of like therapy or coaching, you're like, all right, I really want my life to be here. And I want to have it done in a month, or I want to have it done quickly. Do you find clients that come to you and that want things quickly?
Definitely. It's human nature, right? Like, seems natural that We don't want to like put in the grind to, we decide we want something. We're like, yeah, let's have it. And that's not to say that things can't manifest quickly when we're aligned with it. They often do, but that's not the process, right? Like we're not just here for instant manifestation. We're here for the journey. We're here for the experience of it. That being said, what I really love doing, the work that I really love doing with people is being in that process of helping them create this new embodiment that's going to allow for the reality they want to show up for them. And that happens over time, right? It's these little attunements, these little shifts over time. And then you get to this place where you're like, oh, wow, things are different. And it can feel subtle. And in fact, I think in most cases, that's a good thing. Because we're not freaking out our ego by going too far too fast. And then there's a big regression and we freak out, right? So I really, like I ask for a commitment with new clients of a certain length of time, 6 months. You know, I'll do trials with people to feel and to fit more. But ultimately, 6 months is a great start, but I love to, you know, we've been at it for a few years and it just gets better and better over time. And being in that process of really creating these long lasting shifts is so fulfilling and rewarding and fun. And you build a relationship more and more over time, which
is so much great. Fun. And it's great to have a really good relationship with a coach or any practitioner that you're working with. It's nice to work with them for a long enough time where they really know you and you really trust them. But I love, and this I think is a good, it's a good practice. You know, if you're working on something with your physical health too, like, sometimes I've had patients where something feels so better so quickly and then the body will kind of come back a little bit and then they're so frustrated. They're like, wait, I wanted to be there. But I think the small, subtle changes are the ones that last a lot longer. This is true with weight loss or with any type of healing. When we go in small incremental steps, like you said, it doesn't freak the ego out, or in the physical body, it doesn't freak the nervous system out where we're like, whoa, we used to feel like this all the time and now we feel so different. It's nice to kind of go subtly. And it's been fascinating for me through this process with you, where I feel like there's been certain embodiments that we've been working on. And sometimes I feel like I'm in between two and it's like, oh, I'm here, but I still remember what it's like to be there. But I've loved like you're supporting me. Like, it's okay to be there. It's okay to be between two places. It's okay to not be fully where you want to be yet and still be still in this other place. So I think learning that the process is the fun part has been really important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Totally. 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 Yes. I think that's such a big part of it and actually really can help with consistency, because if we get that we're humans, we're growth seeking, we're always going to be in process. So how can I love the process? How can I have the most fun I possibly can with where I am right now and not make it wrong?
Yeah.
Actually embrace it and bring it closer and relish it.
Yeah.
That's going to make me show up.
Yeah.
That's going to help consistent. It's like, I mean, I get it with health stuff too. And like with like when I want to be skinnier or whatever, and I'm like, why? I went to the gym 4 times last
week. Didn't work.
I eat any bread. Like what? Why haven't I lost 5 pounds? Like, but it's actually learning like, oh, how can I enjoy the exercise I'm doing more? How can I build these habits into my life more so I enjoy them and I enjoy the process more than not get so frustrated when I do something for a week and I don't see an immediate result?
And consistency with anything, whether it's therapy, whether it's coaching, whether it's trying to heal from a certain situation, consistency is key. Like we don't really make, I see with patients, when you stay consistent with something, usually with physical stuff, I usually say 3 to 6 months is what you need to do. And I think that's true with what you said with your work. 6 months is usually a good starting point. But if you do it longer, like the patients that I've worked with for years, it's amazing to see, you know, they've moved through all their stuff and now their body's optimizing. They're feeling great. And I think that's kind of the same work. It's like when you first start working with a coach or a therapist, you're kind of in the weeds and you're processing all the stuff that you want. And then you get to this place where you're like, oh, I feel pretty good about those things. And I'm going to now start like creating new things and fun things. And that's what's super cool about this embodiment work is there's like no limit point. You can just keep going and keep unfolding and there's more spacious things that come out and it's so much, it's just fun.
It's so fun. I had a session yesterday with someone that has been with me for 4 years, and we're just like, yeah, like it's so fun. It's so fun. It's just like, it's like you're like, what do you call it on the guitar where you're doing like a...
You're just jamming, or you...
Jamming.
You're just jamming. You're like, oh, let's go back and forth. And this is great. Yeah. Yeah. So we were also going to, we had talked about talking about like something about identity and like wrapping that in. And I think I find with a lot of my patients, and I'm going to come from the physical side first, and then maybe we can move into kind of your expertise. I get a lot of patients that come in and they've been diagnosed with something, and they start to identify with that disease. Like, oh, I've been diagnosed with Hashimoto's. And it's like, that becomes them. And they read stuff about it online and they're like, I'm never going to get better because X, Y, Z. And they just, they like live so much into that diagnosis. And I feel like a lot of the work that I try to do is like, hey, wait, the body can heal. You don't have to be defined by this. And because when you get stuck in that, particularly in the disease, like identifying with a disease, it can be harder for the brain to come out of that because the brain's so stuck on that disease. But I think we do that in other parts of our life too. We like live into certain identities, right? Like, so maybe you can talk a little bit about that in like relationships or in other parts, aspects of our psyche.
Totally. Yeah. I think labels can be super helpful, right? Like identifying something and being able to go, oh, that's what's been going on. And certainly for someone like you, who then I guess I would assume that helps you treat, right?
Yes,
or that informs
how
you treat. Yeah. And so labels aren't bad. I just think that we can have a tendency to then, you know, our ego gets its hands on it. It's like, yes, I am this. I am the one who this. And I see that a lot with story, right? We have stories that we tell about ourselves. And when we first uncover something, it can be great because we're bringing our consciousness to it. We're understanding it. From there, we kind of know what we're working with. But then if we start to be, oh, I'm the one who, and it can be conscious or unconscious. We can do it before we've brought our consciousness to it, but I'm the one who, and this is how I see myself. We're automatically going to live into that, right? That's why changing behavior can be so challenging, because we're living into the version of ourselves that we think we are. We're living into the way we see ourselves. So any action that supports the way we see ourselves feels natural. It feels like yes, this is right. And so to start to shift the way we see ourselves is really powerful. And the stories that we're telling about ourselves and some of the labels that we've put on ourselves is so powerful. And even just bringing awareness and noticing when those labels, those identities, those stories come up, and just pausing can be really helpful. Noticing how we feel with that label, with that story, with that identity, and what we do from that place can be really helpful. And then going, oh, okay, well, if I was seeing myself differently here, what would that feel like? And what would I or could I do differently from that different place, right? If I wasn't believing other thing about myself,
where could I, what else could be true, or what would come from that?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so powerful. It's so powerful. And actually when we do that work, the habits and the actions become so much more easeful because we're doing it from the place of identity. And with that goes embodiment. So we're not just sort of trying to force something and white knuckle it from the outside in. We can do both together, but it's so powerful to do it with shifting the way we see ourselves.
Yeah. So maybe we can come up with like an example, like if someone has a story that they tell about themselves that they're, and I'm going to use like taking supplements and they're wanting to be really healthy. They're wanting to go to the gym and take supplements and eat, right? But maybe they have a story that like, they're not good at that, or they're like, I'm the one who's lazy and doesn't get out of bed, or I'm the one that, and I hear patients come in and they're like, oh, well, I can't cook for myself, or I can't do this. And they have this story that they tell about. And so then if they go then try to go home and do all the things that we've talked about in the office, it's going to be really hard for them because that story is ingrained that that's not what they do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So first I would just bring our awareness to how that's working for them in their lives, right? Those stories that they're telling about themselves. And what does it feel like when you think those thoughts, right? And is that what you want? Mm. And if not, then how can we start to shift some of these things? And there's no right or wrong, right? If something's working for you, it's working for you. If it's not, it's not. If you don't like to cook, okay, well, you don't need to go out and become a gourmet chef, but is there another way you can meet yourself that feels differently? So first is bringing awareness to what you're saying about yourself that's not working for you. And just stopping and noticing it and questioning it. Like, oh, is that actually true? Well, if it feels terrible, it's not true, right? I've decided this for one reason or another, but it's not true. And we can look at, you know, we could look at when that was decided. There's probably some healing work to do there, right? But in the process of noticing the story that we're telling about, oh, I'm just lazy. Mm. I just can't get out of bed. First to lovingly and compassionately just say, I don't need to buy into that anymore. Mm. That's not true.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we can come up with something else that would feel good. And this could be an affirmation, but the difference is, I think, in the way that most people think of affirmations is that I see it as like a bridge over to like another feeling place, like over to like better feelingville, whatever that is. And so if we can stop where we are on this road and we get on the bridge over to there, what's one, like a one phrase that I can meet myself when I stop this thought, when I stop this identity or way of seeing myself, that's going to get me on the bridge over to better feelingville. And it doesn't need to be like, oh, I got as much energy as Tony Robbins or whatever. No, because you're not going to believe that. You're just going to spit that one right out. Your ego is going to be like, no, wrong. But what's the bridge, right? And it could be different for everyone. I'm showing up as best I can. I'm getting better and better every day. Every time I stop this thought, I have a little bit more energy, whatever it is, to start to change the identity. And with that is, again, we're also changing the way we feel in the body too.
Yeah. And then it's like when you change the way you feel in the body, and even if that's just for like a day or a week or a short period of time, you can then have that reference point in the body's like, oh, and I try to talk to this about when patients, like when they have a week where they feel really great and they haven't felt great in a while, and then, you know, something happens and they don't feel really great. I'm like, hey, but we know you can get there. Your brain knows you can get there. You now know what that feels like. And once you know what something feels like, it's a lot easier to try to continue to embody that, totally. Right? Like once you have that feeling as a reference, whether that's an emotion or an actual physical sensation, it's a lot easier for the brain to get you back to that place or to get you to the new place, wherever you're trying to go. But having that reference point is really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And also it's fun to kind of go looking for references as well. Like if there is a certain embodiment that we want, like, have you ever felt that before? Or is there somewhere else in your life that you do feel that at times? Or do you notice it in someone else? And can you imagine, or could you feel into it by proximity?
Mm, oh, I like that.
I think
one.
References, like, visceral references are so powerful.
I like the way they do this in life and trying to feel into it. I remember when we first started working together, I can't remember what you asked me, but I remember the answer was, I really just want to feel like I'm in a warm bath. That's when I think you were asking me, when do I feel most supported? And I was like, I love being supported by water. I'm a very fast, fiery person. And like being in a bath really calms me down. And I feel like the warm water just like holds me. And I remember you were like, hey, that's great. Let's take a lot of baths, which I was already doing, but you were like, let's use that feeling as a reference for, and I feel like, the other day we were talking, I'm like, I feel like a lot of things in my life feel like a warm bath, which is such a nice feeling. It's like my favorite feeling. Yeah. But so using, yeah. Or I think there was one point we were working together and I was having some anxiety stuff coming up. And I think you suggested I get a weighted blanket because I just was like, I just feel like I need something to contain me. And I got a weighted blanket and I started using that. And then my body could feel that. And then it was a little bit easier to move into that feeling in other areas in life. So super cool.
I love it.
It's so cool. Yeah. What's your favorite thing about the work that you do?
There are so many. One of them is what we're talking about, where like over time, I get to build these deep relationships with people that I really love. And actually, that's one of my other favorite things, is that I get to love people for a living. Like, because really what I'm doing, and kind of going back to the identity piece, is I'm in this constant process of seeing past what they're showing me with their defenses. We all have our defenses, and seeing the more truthful, higher version of them that they want to step into, and finding points where I can reflect that part back to them and continuing to welcome them into that. And it's almost like I'm going to that reality where they are that, and meeting them there and inviting them. And so I get to be in this constant place of like seeing the best in people and welcoming them into it.
Yeah.
While building this like depthful, connected relationship.
Yeah.
That's just has so many of these yummy elements.
Yeah. It's amazing. If any of you guys are listening and you're like, ooh, I want that, I highly recommend working with Diana. She's fantastic. Which, maybe you can share, if people are interested in working with you, where should they go? Website, yeah. Where's the best place?
Yeah, website, embodyfutureyou.com. I'm in the process of changing my brand, so you can also find it at deannawithlove.com. And my Instagram is embodyfutureyou, under Deanna Smith.
And you're doing these great lives. They're really fun to watch. You're like talking, having great conversations. So it's super fun. If you go follow her, you'll get to check some of those out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm having fun with that. I'm really, it's fun because I love to ask questions. I ask people questions for work. And so I'm like, yeah, let's do this. And just getting to share like a lot of the people that I know their process. And so getting them to share with other people what have been the kind of pivotal moments in their process of embodying where they are, and people that I've seen have these transformations, I think can be really helpful, because we can feel like we're alone sometimes, and changing can it takes a lot of commitment, and it can be hard, and it can feel sometimes like, is this really going to work? So I think having these examples of people who've really transformed is a great thing for people to be able to connect with.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to, almost like what you're talking about, to like see in someone else, like, oh, they've been able to make that change. They've been able to step from here to over here. So it's nice to know that that is possible. And it 100% is possible. So, I mean, you've helped so many people completely transform their lives.
Yeah, thank you. It's so possible, which is why I'm so passionate about it. Because, well, A, first, I did it for myself. And I cannot imagine. My life is so different and it feels so good. And the fact that that can be available to anyone, and then what I see my clients do over and over and over again, it's just like, yes, this is possible. And I really am excited to help people. And if I would have had a me in my 20s or 30s,
I know we've talked about
that
before.
Because my journey was,
if we would have had done this work earlier on in life, but you know, we are where we are, right? Like, and if you had done this work, you might not be helping others. Who knows?
Exactly.
Or maybe you would be. I don't know.
Who knows? But, you know, my journey was on purpose. It was what I needed. And like, I just am stoked to be able to offer this support to people who are looking for it at any age.
Yeah. Wait, and I know you're offering some workshops too. Now, right? Some online workshops. Do you want to talk a little bit about those? Because if someone's maybe interested, they could join one of those and see what it's like.
Yeah, totally. So I don't have anything live right now. I do have an evergreen mini course available right now. It's called Construct Busting. So the idea of a construct of reality is we get bought into these certain frames in certain areas of our life. Like in order to be a mom, it looks like this, right? It's a construct. It's kind of like this group of ideas of what a certain thing means. In order to be an actress, it means this, kind of like generally accepted 12 ideas of what that is, right? And so we tend to buy into them because the collective consciousness is powerful. And oftentimes they don't work for us. So we get into this construct of reality, and then our life isn't unfolding the way that we want, or we feel really blocked around something. A lot of times things crumble. A lot of times it can be a midlife crisis because people thought, oh, well, I've done all these things and I'm not happy. Well, you were bought into all these constructs that didn't work for you. They were actually the ideas of other people, not yours. And so then oftentimes these sweeping changes are made. But what I want to help people do with this is look at an area where something maybe isn't flowing the way they want, or they've just decided there was this thing they really wanted, but they just decided, like, I can't do that. And look at, are you bought into a set of ideas and beliefs that are not yours, actually? And you think this thing needs to be done in this box, but that's actually not true. And if you could disconnect from that construct and start to carve your own path, how could it be different? And often that means if I'm creating something on my own terms, I'm going to have more flow in it. I'm going to have more fun in it, and I'm going to have more success in it. Yeah. So that one's available. Evergreen.
Yeah. Awesome. That's great. Well, so you can go check that out if you want to get a feel for what it's like to work with Diana. So yeah. This has been amazing. Thank you for being on the show and for thank you for everything you do and for your work with me. I'm so grateful. And yeah, so if you guys are interested, go check things out. We'll put all of the links in the show notes and we'll see everyone next week.
Thanks, Erin.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to connect with me on social media to find more helpful tips and information. You can find me at Dr. Kinney on all of the platforms. And please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating and/or a review. This helps grow the show so more people have access to this knowledge that leads to empowered healing. Love and light, and see you next week.